While many meetings were canceled at the Capitol and most legislators bailed the day before to make it home ahead of the snowstorm, two Democratic senators met to hear from the public and move forward a bill that would expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. State Medicaid Director Jennifer Vermeer laid out some financial pros and cons. She says the feds will back Medicaid programs for the first 3 years, then it's up to the states to foot some of the bill.
You have one financial picture in the early years of the program, and then as that match rate declines, and the state has to start picking up more of their 10%, that obviously increases costs in the out years.
She says opting into an expansion of Medicaid would get rid of IowaCare, a state program with fewer benefits than Medicaid. Right now, she says IowaCare costs $8.5 million. And she says with the way it's growing, the governor budgeted in $23.5 million for 2014. She says that would mean a savings if the state takes the expansion. Vermeer says an expansion would include more Iowans. Most current Medicaid recipients are poor, their children, elderly, disabled, or the parents of young kids. Senator Pam Yoakum, a Dubuque Democrat and president of the Senate, asked Vermeer to clarify who could benefit from an expansion.
So 75% of federal poverty level, you have a disability. So that means they're earning, what, about 10 grand a year?
Yeah, I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but
if they're earning more than $10,000 a year and they have a disability, they aren't eligible for Medicaid.
That's correct.
Representatives from numerous health care providers and advocates for low-income people spoke in support of the bill. Kelly Sawyer with the National Association of Social Workers in Iowa pointed to the recent decision from Florida's Republican Governor Rick Scott to opt into an expansion of Medicaid for his state. She says Scott was one of the biggest critics of the federal expansion.
And he talked about the values and lessons he learned from his mother. One thing stuck out. He said, "America's greatness is largely because of how we value the weakest among us. To keep Iowa a great state, we must value the 150,000 Iowans who will benefit from Medicaid expansion."
As the week comes to a close, Governor Branstad meets with President Obama's Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, to discuss options for expanding IowaCare. While Florida's governor may have changed his mind, Tim Albrecht, a spokesman for Governor Branstad, says every state is different.
And every state has a different set of needs. So while the governor may talk with Rick Scott, John Kasich, and others when he's out for the National Governors Association meeting, we look to find solutions that help Iowans.
Senate Democrats hope the Health and Human Services Secretary can change Governor Branstad's mind. They sent a letter to Kathleen Sebelius asking her to encourage Governor Branstad to sign on to a Medicaid expansion. Jack Hatch, the Democratic senator from Des Moines, says the legislature would not welcome an expansion of IowaCare.
So I think he's kind of searching in the dark for an alternative to something that we think is pretty exceptional right now.
Hatch says they hope to meet with Governor Branstad when he returns from Washington. As for the bill to expand Medicaid, it still has a couple more hoops to jump through before it passes the Senate, and the House is unlikely to support it. At the State House, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.